Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Second segment here on a Thursday. I made the comparison of when Nebraska went, I think we went 5-7, lost to, you know, obviously, you know, a few guys this offseason to the portal to potentially to, or to, you know, some other Power Four programs. For Husker baseball, you're losing, you know, right now you got 7 guys in the portal for various reasons. And I think I remember back when anytime that somebody went in the portal, it's always like, what happened? What did the coaches do?
What's the story?
There's got to be something. Why are they mad? Now it's obviously a ton of more guys going in the portal, but everybody's more understanding that. And I think Fred Hoiberg said it best, I think, last year. He said, listen, we could treat these guys great, give them everything they want. They still go in the portal. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Now, there is different circumstances and various reasons, but you know, I think baseball, just like any other sport, you know, when you do well, you're well coached, you recruited well, and you know, maybe your team didn't, you know, like perform up to the standard or expectations, whatever's been set. That doesn't mean you don't have good players, and that's why you have guys that potentially will go somewhere else. And so instead of being upset at it, you just always got to take the mentality is that whoever's here and whoever wants to be here, I'm going to coach them up like they've been here forever.
When you look at the guys that have transferred for Nebraska, the three headliners will be Caden Brumbaugh, Robbie Bolin, and Cale Frost. Brumbaugh, I believe, played all but one game. Most of everyone on the team hit over 300. Wouldn't shock me if he's looking to get to the SEC.
Yeah.
And prove that he can play at that level. This is a guy whose final two out of high school were Oklahoma State and Nebraska. Went to Oklahoma State, was okay there, was solid enough, was fine, transferred to Nebraska, missed most of last year with an injury, and then was, for my money, Nebraska's best, most consistent player this year.
Yeah.
And that's just not what you should have been asking of him. I think that if Nebraska was at the level it was in 2021, for example, Caden Brumbaugh is not the best player on the team. He's hitting 7th instead of 3rd. You know, good player, fine player, solid player, not a guy you necessarily want to depend on like that. Robbie Bolin, kind of a stop and start year for him, suffered that weird hamstring deal as he was running down that fly ball in the Big Ten tournament. Robbie Bolin was fine his first year up from the JUCO level. I know Nick Sainer was really excited about him, and Bolin was fine. The biggest letdown, though, was probably Cale Frost, who had over 20 homers last year, 2 years ago now. In the Summit League, was their player of the year up at South Dakota State. Hit a big one against Nebraska here at Haymarket Park. Seemed like a really good get at the time, and then he just never delivered, never came through. I don't have the exact stats in front of me. I think he hit like 6 homers on the year, which is fine, but didn't get that much playing time. Just his approach was all over the place, and that's an impact bat that Nebraska was really banking on, I think, to lock up a job in right field. He just never did it. So I think that, you know, you got Caden Brumbaugh for 2 years, really one full season. You're fine with what you got out of him. Good for him wanting to move on. Robbie Bolin, that one probably stings a little bit. Would have liked to have seen what he can do with his feet wet next year in a full year. And then Cale Frost was just a miss. It didn't click for whatever reason. And then the other guys are a couple catchers and Colin Simbalista and Cannon Sundgren. JUCO transfers at catcher. You lose Hayden Lewis in the outfield, former Nebraska prep guy out of UTAN. Then a couple freshman pitchers, Aiden Leeser who didn't pitch, and then Jayshon Unger from Blair, who only pitched 2/3 of an inning. So you lost a lot of your developmental kind of pieces there on the pitching staff, but I don't think any of these losses are necessarily killers. I think having Brumbaugh back next year would have been nice, but you're not guaranteed to upgrade the talent around him. So it would have been in a similar boat. Robbie Bolin, I think, is probably the toughest guy to lose, I would guess. And then maybe if you get another year of Cale Frost and it clicks, but man, after this year, I can understand him wanting a fresh start.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, because you don't know the circumstances, and baseball, I think, is the hardest sport, you know, to play. I mean, you got to be okay with 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of, you know, you could hit the ball well, you could, you know, have a good year at the plate, being disciplined, and things just don't go your way. And sometimes, you know, a change of scenery kind of changes your luck and changes the perception of how you're playing and who you are as a player. So, you know, I think Nebraska or the Big Ten as a whole is in a unique spot. I'm assuming with revenue sharing in the $20.5 million going through, that there's not a lot of baseball teams that are in the top five as far as allotment and really being, you know, significant. And so, you know, like, there's still great players here in the Big Ten, and let alone Nebraska. So you're going to be looked at as a place that we can pluck off good, upcoming, productive players that we know we don't have to, you know, develop and recruit, you know, at the high school level. And so you're taking out the guesswork. And so you're going to see maybe a lot more kids getting shots down at the SEC if you're pretty productive in the Big Ten, because they probably feel like you can go down there and get in their environment and then be just, you know, part of their great teams and be just as productive. And numbers don't have to be matching, you know, apples to apples.
Speaking of those numbers, Tom Chattel talked to him earlier this week, or was that last week? I forget, but within the last week, talking a little bit about this, writes this in his most recent column. According to NCAA financial reports, Nebraska spent $4.5 million on baseball in 2023-24. UCLA spent $4.2 million. UCLA tied for the lead in the regular season, but then lost in a tiebreaker to Oregon to finish second in the conference, and Nebraska finished 8th.
Yeah.
Now, the 4.5 for Nebraska is more, but I would also wager that 4.5 is a much bigger drop in the bucket than it was for USC or UCLA, right? The 4.2 for them would probably be like, you know, Nebraska spending closer to 3. Yeah. If I had to guess, something along those lines, 3.5, I don't know exactly. So maybe UCLA invested less, but it's also, more importantly, less of a percentage, I would guess, of their overall, you know, potential operating budget. So it's not like Nebraska's not spending. And that's where I think the eighth place finish is a little disappointing. Nebraska put in more money than most Big Ten schools just to finish 8th. And okay, you know, down years happen. But it's the up and down nature, I think, of things under Coach Bolt. Good year seems like a down year. Maybe they bounce back next year. Maybe they continue the slide. I don't know, whatever it is. But I don't think Nebraska has an investment problem.
No.
I think Nebraska has a return on investment problem, or Nebraska fans have unrealistic expectations. I don't think this is a super regional program anymore. I think, you know, Nebraska should look better than it does in regionals, but I also think it's fair to see over the last decade and a half, Nebraska just hasn't consistently had the horses to win that first game in a 2-3 matchup. And then they're really fighting for their lives with no margin for error.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because you've had some success, obviously, all the way back to, you know, Coach Erstad. And then, you know, you keep reverting back to that. And obviously, Coach Bolt has had success. And so people quickly look at, this is where people don't understand NIL. Just because you pay for something doesn't mean it's the same as what you're getting somewhere else. And sometimes maybe you overpay for things, or guys get too fat and happy, you know, essentially off of the, you know, getting paid. And so the perception isn't going to be the reality of how well they play, and let alone how they handled that success, which is in their bank account. And also UCLA has a different factor where you're getting a lot of guys that are willing to stay in California or close to California, maybe for less. And then also they're able to play year round. They're able to do things year round. So they're able to kind of be more ready-made, and they're getting in the recruiting guys that are kind of, you know, ready to go, right? Where you're not coming out of, you know, 60 degree or 60 below zero weather. So it is a little different. And that's where the disappointment probably comes, like with any team. It's no different in college basketball with Kansas State. They brought in Hawkins from Illinois, who he had a pretty good run on that team in Illinois, mm-hmm. And had a really good role, but he had a really good team around him.
Yeah.
And a set program and identity. Mm-hmm. And Kansas State came off of that run maybe a year or two before, where they, you know, they got, you know, deep in the NCAA tournament. That's where the expectations came in. Yeah. And no matter what happened, besides beating Kansas once and Hawkins being first or second team all Big 12, it's a waste of time and waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that's where it's a catch 22, because ideally, I'm assuming if you're not.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Everybody gets blinded by Ohio State spending whatever it was, 20 minutes. Well, it was to bring back all their good players.
Right.
They brought in Quayshon Judkins from mm-hmm. Ole Miss as a running back, and they brought in Caleb Downs, mm-hmm. who's going to be a first-round pick at safety. And then they...
Howard
as well. So that's three. Everybody else was to get them to return. Mm-hmm. So that's actually good spending, because you know those guys.
Well, it's probably the spending that you want in college athletics too.
Exactly. And so that's where you have to, and it's a catch 22, because in order to appease the masses, they want to know how much you spend. That's why when they came out with that, oh, this is what you spent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fan base wants to know that you're spending money.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, if you're not one of those, let's say, modern day blue bloods, the Oregons and stuff that have been spending money out of the wazoo for years, and to say top 12 team,
mm-hmm.
right? Or say top 10, you know? Let's do top 14, because you'll throw Texas Tech in there now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a top. So then you, it's a catch 22. Either do you overspend, maybe like overextend yourself, or do you stay pat and kind of, all right, we're going to mid-level spend and have developmental players. We'll pay the going rate for some special players that we deem as special, and then take a little bit more time. That's probably how you need to do it, because that's what Ohio State was able to do, right? Where mm-hmm. you think Sawyer, where he went from his sophomore year as a rotational backup player, junior, steady starter, and then they were still questioning whether he could go to the really big level this year, which he did.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the patience.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Remember when AA Ron said everybody needs to relax?
RELAX.
We don't have a lot of people that are willing to do it. And so that's where, Nebraska baseball is facing that a little bit as well, is that, every year you got to kind of take a step back and kind of look at your spending. How efficient were you? What's the ROI? How productive was he? Is he really the person that we thought he was or hoped he was?
Mm-hmm.
And that's based on how old he is. And, as far as, his age, but then also how much he's played, how much he's worked. Mm-hmm. Is it something that's going to be our new identity? The hardest thing before I let you go or let you get in on is, Austin, is coaches now have to reshape their identity almost every year, twice a year.
Yeah.
Or your view, or your vision of a player, because mm-hmm. how you might have started your tenure and how NIL and transfer portal rules were here. So this mm-hmm. is the type of player. So that's where you see guys kind of get ushered out quicker than you'd like, because things have changed. It's not because you don't like them or you're using them or whatever. It's like, all right, well, we're along this process here. Now we got to try to make a move to get to the next level.
My first point is going to be brief, and it's on the Texas Tech example. They paid $1 million for Najari Kennedy. $1 million, straight up.
Yeah.
Worked out for
$1.2 million.
$1.2 million. Okay,
they got the moving expenses.
Well done. It worked out for them. They're in the Women's College World Series. Is it sustainable? Is Texas Tech softball going to bring in, you know, $1.2 million plus every year to make sure they're able to do that sort of funding? It's going to be really interesting to watch, Jay, moving forward, how much or which schools are willing to dive into those quote unquote non-revenue sports that don't break even. Yeah. We want to dominate this lane. We want to dominate this niche. We're going to pour in more money than, you know, 90% of teams in the country so that we're always competitive. Great. Cool. Good for you. I think you should do that. But how long will that last until they get tired of spending that money and there's no return on investment? Now, I also think schools can be smarter in how they spend their football dollars or their basketball dollars, whatever it is that's their primary driver. But football is an expensive sport. It's really expensive.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on monetarily that, you know, yes, Nebraska should have more wiggle room to work with the 70 whatever million it's getting annually just from TV payouts. You should have enough to spread around to make more programs competitive. And I think Nebraska's done a pretty good job of making a lot of programs competitive. Before Nebraska baseball, as much as fans might want them to invest, and I think they probably should, I don't think it's a bad idea. If Nebraska baseball is not going to consistently threaten for super regionals and extra TV credits, you don't get a Big Ten baseball media rights deal.
Yeah.
You're on Big Ten Plus more often than not, with a handful of games on you know, BTN and maybe one or two on, you know, MLB Network or Fox, like Nebraska's had in years past. So you're not getting the TV revenue there. You got to be really cognizant of what you're spending and how it fits into the bigger picture. And then last thing for me, from Virginia Pirate, name one Northern school that's consistently good in college baseball, please. Oregon State.
They're North Pacific Northwest. They are a powerhouse.
In the boondocks, powerhouse. They played as an independent this year. They did not go to a conference. They were barnstorming all year long. And they're still hosting not just a regional, but a super regional.
Yeah.
Okay. So little old Oregon State up there in Corvallis. They found the secret sauce. Will Nebraska ever develop into that? No. Maybe Oregon State's the Gonzaga of college basketball, yeah, but with a title to show for it. Northeastern, smaller conference. You could throw them out there. Indiana State had a run. We're not saying that Nebraska has to be in super regionals every year, but how many times in the last 15 years have you felt like Nebraska was actually a threat to get there legitimately? Once. One time. And even if you want to bring it closer to home than that, if you're going to say, okay, maybe Nebraska is going to be outgunned on the national level, let's just dominate the Big Ten. They haven't done that. A conference that doesn't spend on baseball, a conference that doesn't care about baseball, I think the conference needs to improve that. But again, why would it? It's not getting the eyeballs. It's not getting the money for baseball. So if Nebraska is spending the amount of money that we're being told it's spending, even if Nebraska is not going to make a whole bunch of noise in the postseason, Nebraska's got to dominate the Big Ten.
Yeah.
You know, falling to eighth should feel like the sky is falling. It didn't feel like the sky was falling this year. It wasn't great. This team just kind of hung around. Nebraska should be a 40-win program because of how bad the Big Ten is in baseball, how much Nebraska puts toward baseball. There's no reason to settle in that low 30s win rate. You got to be 35 plus every year. And that, to me, is at least a good first step on return on investment.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the standard, what you're talking about versus expectations. And that's where it's hard to differentiate, but you have to make sure that you have that standard clear so that expectations doesn't cloud your standards judgment. And you know, instead of, like, I guess being a Debbie Downer, I think this is a good time, even though you won the Big Ten championship at, you know, the tournament, you can say, oh, this is a great time to try to take advantage of everybody in the Big Ten. Okay, you want to come pluck our guys out of, you know, from Nebraska and maybe go to some SEC schools and mm-hmm. maybe lower level maybe where he should be. And, you know, we have to punt on some of the developmental, you know, projects that we thought we could have, you know, for another year. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then, you know what? Let's start, since we won the Big Ten tournament, let's start calling up some of our Big Ten foes players.
Yeah.
Or, you know, waiting for them to go, yeah, mm-hmm. or going to the portal. Mm-hmm. Then you can really reshape your program and kind of be like Oregon, even though Oregon State, isn't in a conference. But when they were in a conference, they were pretty dominant. And that's how you, if you can kind of use the negative and a positive and kind of reshape how you're going to go about things, mm-hmm. you can kind of stay steady and then obviously improve faster. That's just my opinion. So it'll be interesting. I'm sure Coach Bolton, everybody got a plan, and you know, this whole revenue sharing and stuff like that really, you know, kind of in some sports really, you know, stymied some progress, and mm-hmm. it's unfortunate, and I hate it. And also it's kind of like that, this 105 that was out there, a lot of guys jumped in the portal and went places they might not have went normally. You have to be sure that you have people in place that can forecast how long this revenue sharing will last.
Yeah.
Because if you have somebody in there and you trust them, and or you hear like, okay, this is really only gonna be a 4-year thing, well, then you got to make sure, if you really believe in your coach and your staff and your principals, that you stay pat. One more question before we go to break, real quick. Old Dad 34 says, pretty much asked how good do you think the D line will be? I think it's they'll be as good as they want to be. They have a lot of guys that, you know, have to prove themselves. You know, like I was talking to Strick, you got to validate it. A lot of guys that you've seen, you know, be, you know, pretty productive or show potential in small doses, now you're going to get big doses because, you know, Nash and Ty and Jamari and everybody else are gone, rather to the draft or the portal. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a talent thing. I think it's just guys that are, you know, got potential and just get comfortable. And you know, like I mentioned, they got to gel. They got to learn what it's like to not only play for themselves, but for each other. Once they do that, I think, you know, their talent will shine, and whoever has the most talent will really stick out and, you know, take a leadership role. But we're going to take a leadership role to this break. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.